You are listening to Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson, and we have a special guest here in the studio today. We have the daughter of singer-songwriter Melanie, you know, Brand New Key Laid Down and Beautiful People. She's right here. Her name is Jordy. Hey, Jordy, how you doing?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. You came down to the studios.
I did. I made it.
You made the trick. Yeah.
I made it.
It wasn't around
the
corner.
Through the mountains and up the hill.
Yeah, to the radio station we go. Okay.
That's right.
How you doing?
Very, very well. Just getting ready for my show with my mom coming up here.
Yeah, that's Tuesday.
Yep.
That's out at Rhythm Room.
Yep.
Which is a great place to see a
beautiful
show.
Beautiful place. We played there last November in 2011, and it was a great turnout. We had a really great time. Family show. My brother played. And
yeah, I was there. I saw that.
Yeah.
That was a
good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We actually had an interview with your mom here on Radio Free Phoenix.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, you have a new disc out. Actually,
absolutely.
It's Jordy and the Mixology Project Volume 1.
That is correct.
And tell us a little bit about that.
It was a combination of different musicians that I've worked with over the years. The core being just my guys that I play out with here live in Arizona. And we've been trying to get something that was more of a band type album out for a while. And it's just a bunch of great songs that I feel are poppy, rocky Americana is how I kind of describe the whole album. Just a little bit of everything and songs that are heartfelt and songs that are just fun to listen to. And
okay, well, we have one here right now called Walk Away. I think I want to play.
Yeah, okay, that's the first one on the CD. Yeah,
what's behind this song?
I had a few relationships in my life that I just felt like maybe if somebody, one of the parties stuck around a little longer, maybe it would have worked out. But then, you know, sometimes it's just best to let the other one walk away. So that's really what it's about. But then there's a part of the song that's also deals with coming back and never really letting go of the relationship. It's just a good song. I hope you like it. Well, I'm running out of time and I'm losing faith. I don't think our love had a steady pace. Oh, well, I made some mistakes. Giving all of my own. Something that you said got me thinking out. Oh, that baby, we could have been so happy. walking on.
Just keep walking
on. Just keep walking on. Don't say you love me, baby.
Don't
you never try.
Don't
say you need it.
You are listening to Radio Free Phoenix. Andy Olson here. We have singer-songwriter Jordy here in the studio. Yeah, what a great song.
By the way, when I'm dealing with my songs,
mm-hmm. okay.
I'm really bad because I'm one of these people, and you have to understand this about me. Mm-hmm. I don't write poetry. I write from my heart. All my songs are written without thought, complete without thought. They are written from some place I can't even tell you where from. I write all the time. Sometimes I'll write during the show. I'll sometimes just come up with new songs during a show, and they'll end up being a song that I play for the next 6 months to a year at every show.
Well, I notice you have several CDs before this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a method writer. I don't come up, sit, and think, what am I going to write about today? You know, when I feel the emotion, I hear the words that go with that emotion and put the story together in my head. I just feel it, and that's what I project into my music. And sometimes it gets across pretty well.
Well, you brought your guitar here with you.
Yes, I did.
Why don't you grab it and play something acoustic here for us?
Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. So this song is called My Love, and it's on the CD, and I wrote it a long time ago. I wanted to write the ultimate love song, you know, just real simple and to the point, and not even so much love as you know, when you have somebody in your life, whether they're there physically or not, maybe they've passed, or it's just kind of a song about always, you know, the energy of people, and they can always touch you, you know, and you can always touch them, and that's kind of what the song is about. So this is called My Love. My love, you are my ocean. Let me be your sunset, and I will melt into you. My love, you are my eagle. Let me be your sky, and I will give you room to fly in. Because no matter where you go, my heart will always go. So you never really go too far. My love, you are my river. Let me float down you to the bottom. I will go to know you are my ocean. Let me be your sky, and I'll give you room to fly in. Because no matter where you go, my heart will always know that you never really go too far. Oh, my love, you are my river. Let me float down you. Yeah, my love, you are my eagle. Let me be your sky, and I will give you room to fly in. My love, my love, let me float down you. My love. And that's one that's very produced with a bunch of beautiful music behind it. But it is very simple. So
that's the stripped down acoustic
very
version.
Stripped down acoustic version.
This is Radio Free Phoenix, and we have Jordy in the studio. Guy.
Hi.
Thank you for doing that song, My Love Live, and that's on your new disc. And where can they get this disc?
They can get it online, CD Baby. Mm-hmm. My website is jordie.com, J-E-O-R-D-I-E.com, and all the links are on there and such. But CD Baby has that album as well as my last two albums, mm-hmm. which are Bootlegs, Bootlegs Live, and the first album I released was called Can I Ask You Something? And that's up there too. So okay. You can just look on CD Baby Jordie and you'd find it all.
All right. CD Baby, good place to go to get independent music. Now on this, you also have a cover of one of your mom's songs.
That is correct, yeah.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. Have you recorded your mom's songs over the years? Or
yes.
Is this just, yeah.
I've always loved playing my mom's music. You know, she's just a talented songwriter and really resonated always within me. So I just kind of was a natural thing, especially playing with my band. Like they love doing the covers of my mom's stuff. They're like, come on, let's do that. And people do absolutely love when I do them. So that's always a huge thing too, you know, so.
You know one thing Arlo Guthrie always did on every album he put out? He put a Woody Guthrie song on it.
Aww.
Every album.
Right on.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Okay.
Yeah, so keep
I can see myself doing that because that's pretty much the direction that it's going at this moment. I'm about to put out this EP and I actually was going to do a recording of Brand New Key. Oh. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give a listen to what's on the album.
Okay.
Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma, on Radio Free Phoenix with Jordie.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. Look what they've done to my song, Ma. It was the only thing I could do half right, and now it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Well, I wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. As if I could find a real good book, well, I'd never have to come out and look at what they've done to my soul. It'll all be all right, Ma. Yeah. Oh, maybe it'll all be okay. Yeah, yeah. As if the people are buying tears, well, I'm gonna be a rich girl someday, Ma. Look at their time to myself. She prefer it's a near bomb, 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 bomb. Saying, hey, mama, look at that time to my
people are bad and tears will not gonna be a rich girl someday, ma. Look what they done.
Hey, I like that. It's sort of that's sort of stripped
down
too.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Right? Cool.
This is Radio Free Phoenix. We have Jordy in the studio. That was a Melanie song. And the connection here is Melanie is her mother.
Yes, indeedy. She is. She is one of the coolest moms ever, too. She's just a great, great lady all around. Fun to listen to, fun to talk to. And she's an amazing performer. I mean, she just gives it her all, and I admire her presence on stage. She's got it all, so that's why I wanted to be a performer, you know.
Yeah.
My grandmother, Polly Safko, was a jazz singer, and she used to play out, you know, in the jazz scene, and I never really got to see her too much live, but I did get to see her a few times, and I think it's just in my blood, because I always admired the way she performed, too, so... Yeah.
Isn't that the first thing you ever recorded, maybe? There was some television show where you did a song called Grandma, We Love You.
Yeah, we did Grandma, We Love You, my sister and I. Yeah. And we recorded it live at the Joe Franklin Show. And my grandmother came down. And it was a really cool moment for us because we were, you know, I was 4 years old. My sister was five. And we had recorded it in the real studio with real musicians, and it was something else, and we got to go on that show, and my grandmother came on as a guest. It was really special. I still have tons of pictures of that. It was really cool.
You have your guitar right there, I see.
I do.
You're going to play another one of your mom's songs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is the one that raised me.
Okay.
Yeah, I rode my bicycle past your window last night, and I roller skated to your door at daylight. Boy, it almost seems like you're avoiding me. Monkey alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. Oh, and I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. 'Cause I've been looking around this world, you got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate, I don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. And for somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I've done alright for a girl. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so I asked your mother if you were at home. She said yes, oh, but you weren't alone, no, no. And sometimes I think like you're avoiding me. Monkey alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, so you got a brand new key. Oh, and I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. 'Cause I've been looking around this world, you got something for me. Oh, I
got a brand new pair of roller skates, or you got a brand new key. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates, and you, you've got a brand new key.
So hard with that amplification sometimes. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't hear.
Hey, yes, very nice.
Thank you. Hey,
this is what we call one of those
spontaneous combustion.
It's spontaneity at its best here.
Yes,
At RFP. We have Jordy.
Hi.
Here. Hey.
Hello, hello.
Another song from your new disc. Let's look at this. Let's just play it off the disc. You can take a break there with the guitar. And, here's one called Tastes Like Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got your reasons why things shouldn't be this way. Some say that it takes time, can't be that certain in a day. You can walk the walk and take the steps back until you're blue. But all I know is thing is real and it's right here with you. Cause if it walks like chicken, and if it tastes like chicken, then it must be, oh, you don't ask me, it has to be love. Deny this. Now baby, if you told me, I hope you like it for me. Oh, my love's true and I don't even deny it. If you walk like chicken, and if it tastes like chicken, then it must be, oh, you know it has to be, it has to be love. From where I stand, it's people here and very clear that you're the one for me. I don't need no proof, no nothing to see here with me. It's when it walks like chicken, and if it tastes like chicken, then it must be, oh, you know, it has to be love.
Tastes Like Chicken, what's that about?
Tastes Like Chicken, it's all about falling in love fast and not thinking too much about it. And then chicken.
Chicken, okay.
Because everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
It's just a fun song. It's got a little country vibe to it, a little chicken fried action going. And I want to make 10 different versions of this song because it's so commercial and fun and happy and
like the extended version, the hip-hop version.
The hip-hop version, the rap version. But I definitely dig that song. I've been playing it out for a while, and people seem to respond well to it, and kids love it. Yeah. And I always trust the kids.
Yeah.
Trust the kids. Always trust the kids.
Well, here's a song from your new disc, and we've been playing this on Radio Free Phoenix, Pre-You.
Pre-You.
Yeah.
I wrote that song for a friend of mine who's going through a rough time, and I just, you know, always kind of found it very comforting to remember kind of that you always had your own life, and no matter what happens in it, it's your life. People come in, people come out, and you share it with certain people, and you don't. And no matter what, if it's a career or a relationship or whatever it is that you're going through, a religion, you know, if that's no longer good for you or something, you know, it's just it's something that happened and it's part of your life, but it's not who you are necessarily. So always remember that. Yeah.
Everything has a shelf life, and this one has expired. I used to take the bad and make it understood, but now I'm just tired. I've become weightless, completely hurt.
This is Radio Free Phoenix. It's Andy Olson here, and we have singer-songwriter Jordy.
Hello.
Hey.
Andy.
Your new disc called The Mixology Project, Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jordy and The Mixology Project.
Oh, one. Jordy, I'm sorry.
Well, see, the XO threw a lot of people off.
Right, okay.
What happened with the XO was that I always sign kisses and hugs, you know, like every good girl should. And kind of was my thing, and at Valentine's Day, I had made this really pretty logo just to send out on my Facebook. And a friend of mine said, wow, that should be your new album cover. And I said, you know what? That should be my new album cover. And that was where it started. And so we designed it kind of off that. the XO, it does throws people off because it's Jordy and the Mixology Project Volume 1. It's very serious. It's not all XO and hearts and kisses and all right. that.
It's a mixed bag.
It's a mix, that's serious the Mixology CD. Yes.
Okay.
We're very...
All right.
Definitely. the last track on the CD is actually one that my grandmother sang, Polly Safka. And I put it on there in honor of her. And she just such an amazing jazz singer, artist, and never really got, you know, recognized too much. And I just wanted to kind of spread her music. So that's the last track on there. I got my mojo working. What do you know?
Yeah.
I just liked it. I liked the way she did it. So I threw it on there. It's a little bonus track there.
Did she ever release anything?
She did. She had a vinyl. She had a real record out. I actually have a copy of it, which a friend of mine located online, which is amazing that you can find this kind of stuff. There was two of them in existence, and he found both of them and then compiled a CD with all these tracks on them for me. And what a good friend that is. You know, he was like, well, you're going to have this. Okay, cool. So I do have a copy of that CD. Or that I have the copy of the CD that is from the record that was done professionally, fixed the record. You know, there's a whole technique to making the records sound crisp again. And he took the two and made the best of the best. And
Okay. Well, very good.
Yeah, it is good.
All right.
It was very special. The show that we are going to be doing at the Rhythm Room is mostly these tracks, and I've been working on a new EP. Kind of an addendum to the volume one. We're going to have the volume 1.5. Mm-hmm. And 1. I'm going to be doing 5. A bunch of songs off of that as well. And possibly I might even have a few pre-copies of that available. And I'd love to do a song off that live for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool. All right. This song is called White Lies. And actually, that's going to be the title track of the EP. Well, I don't make promises that I can't keep. Babe, I'm thinking about you even in my sleep. I'm up all day or when I can't sleep at night, dreaming about your true eyes. 'Cause he's white lies, I'll make true. 'Cause that's how much I care for you. Oh, well, these white lies, I'll make true. 'Cause that's how much I care for you. Like a roller coaster, I enjoy the ride. 'Cause you deserve the best, so I try, yes, I try. And I might be playing up in denial, 'cause when I'm with you, you keep making me smile. And these white lies, I'll make true. That's how much I care for you. Oh, with these white lies, I'll make true. That's how much I care for you. Oh, ooh, oh, 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 ooh, oh, 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 ooh, oh, 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 yeah. It's in my darkest hour, you saved the day. Remembering how you made me warm in that way. Oh, 'cause life is sweet, short, and you know it. So that truth, well, I'll just ignore it. Yeah, 'cause these white lies, I'll make true. 'Cause that's how much I care for you. Oh, 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 oh. These white lies, I'll make true.
that's how much I care for you. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 yeah. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause that's how much I care for you.
Yes, that's a new one, right? That's not on this disc.
That's a brand new song.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Radio Free Phoenix, live in the studio. We have Jordy here. Her new disc is coming out, The Mixology Project, Volume 1. Actually, it's already out.
Yes, it is.
But it's the
it's
CD.
It's there. I see it.
I see it, yes. Okay. What was I thinking?
So. It's like flying saucers.
Yeah. Wait, there's one. Okay.
Okay, good. I knew they were out here, especially out here.
Yeah. So you're going to be playing.
Yes.
Rhythm Room, Tuesday Rhythm night.
Tuesday night, yeah.
What time does that start?
7, doors open. I think we'll be on about 7:30.
Hi, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And my brother, Bo, is going to be playing a beautiful flamenco classical set with his guitar. He's something else. My brother is like, I have to say a moment, Bo Jared Shakarik is the most undiscovered guitar player on the planet right now. And my mission this year is to help make him huge, because he is something else.
Yeah, he is amazing. Yeah.
Oh, he's just something else. I just on the drive up here, I was listening to his compilation CD of just this beautiful, like, atmospheric music, and it's just so great. So I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I love working with him because he's got such great production ideas, and he's got an ear. Yeah.
So it's all in the family.
It's all in the family, yeah. And my sister, of course, a songwriter and singer. And she's amazing, too. Yeah, one of these days we're going to do a huge family show, you know, where we are actually all together. But this is going to be close enough for now. Mom, Bo, me. That'll be fun. Tuesday, Rhythm Room.
Tuesday, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jordy and Melanie, her mother.
Yeah.
So it should be a good show. Now, I hear something about the Alice Cooper Christmas pudding that you won.
Yeah. Last year, we were, it was a very hard Christmas last year because my father, Peter Shakarik, passed away in November of not 2011, but 2010. And actually, October 27th. So, closely after, we're going to be doing a show in Phoenix and at the Rhythm Room. And my mom was in town, and we got entered into this. Well, I entered myself into this Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding contest band thing, and I just wanted to sing my mom's song. She has a song that my dad produced. It's called The Christmas Song. It's Tonight's the Kind of Night, or The Christmas Song. Mm-hmm. And it's just this beautiful, beautiful song about what really it means, you know, what the celebration is, and how everybody kind of gets on the same wavelength around the few days around the holidays, you know. So I wanted to do that, and my band loved it, and we all clicked on it, and my brother actually got to play the show with us too, because he happened to be in town, and it was just this great thing. My mom was there for the show, and so yeah, it was a real special thing to do that.
Oh, very cool.
And we actually just were invited to be on the Taste of Christmas Pudding album, which is all going for the Solid Rock Foundation. And we recorded that song to be on there. And we were asked to be on that. So that was real special. And yeah.
I believe we played it in our mix of Christmas music.
Oh, good. Right on. Oh, yeah. Very, very, very nice. Well, you'll have to hear the version that we recorded of it, because it's on the Christmas Pudding album. Okay. I don't think you have that. So, my mom is actually writing a play right now called The Music Man. It's all about pretty much my dad and his influence basically on all of us, because he was the one who just kind of kept it going, you know, no matter what. We're going to keep this family rolling with music always. So
he was your mom's manager from the very start?
Yeah. Yeah. Quite the character. Good, good character. Lots of energy. A real A&R, you know. Doesn't really exist that much these days. To be honest, there's not many real manager types that really take on new artists and really build them.
Yeah.
They do exist, but not as much as they used to. Now it's they always want the prepackaged, here we're slicked out, here we want you to do this and this. We always, here's the album, it's already finished, just throw it out there. You know, it's there's something missing there.
Well, where would you like to see yourself, say, in 5 years?
Myself in 5 years? Retired. No, just kidding.
Retired.
No. I don't even know. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Okay. Okay.
Nobody
no,
retires.
No, no, no. Retired. Yeah, what does that mean? That was a total joke. I would like to see myself just really touring the world with my music and really having the best, you know, band with me and just kind of doing some great shows, you know. That's really what I want to do. I love Arizona, and I love playing in the Southwest music scene. I've been a part of it. It's been awesome, and I'd like to continue to do that, and I want to try to get over to Europe. I just want to get out there a little bit more. I think I'd like to see myself probably get just, you know, one song placed in something. Just one. Not for any other reason, just except for people are kind of entranced by fame these days. You know, if they've heard it before, then they'll like it. It seems to be that's the way it is. And because of the internet, it's so easy for people to just throw music out there and just, here it is, here it is.
Right, the internet lets you bypass all that stuff.
Yeah, kind of just bypass, which is great. But then there's also the little bit of, it used to be you actually had to have really a basic core of talent before you could do that. So the singer-songwriter kind of has to fight a little bit harder, I think, to actually get pop-style music out there, if that makes any sense. As far, I don't know.
Well, with the internet, it allows you to do it. There's nobody saying no.
There's nobody saying no.
Yeah.
But there's other things, like, if you don't really know much about computers and you're not really into computers and you don't want to sit in front of one 8 hours a day. Yeah. Like me, yeah. I'm not an 8 hour a day in front of a computer person. I actually like to get outside and like talk to people and like not live on the computer.
You get yourself a social media person to take care of that.
Yeah. See, the social media person, you hire the social media person and then it becomes an organic thing. Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's been great here today.
Yeah.
Here with you. And you have any parting words? Anything parting you'd words. Like to share that we haven't touched upon?
Come to Globe and drive slow. It's beautiful. Come during the day, though.
Yes.
Okay. Come to Globe, Arizona. It's one of the most beautiful drives from Scottsdale to here. Poof. No, actually, parting words, just come to the show. It'll be a great time. You'll enjoy every minute of it. And I hear there's still seats available, so come on out.
Once again, Rhythm Room in Phoenix, mm-hmm. off Indian School Road, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night, the 10th, with
Thank
Melanie
you.
And yeah. Jordy opening up the show.
Yep, and Bojer.
You play with your mom anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So yeah, we're going to be doing a bunch of songs together.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming by to Radio
thank
Free Phoenix.
Thank you very much.
We're going to send it out with one final song from your new disc.
Thank you.
And it's called Want.
Thanks.
Okay.
Go strong or don't go at all. Make a decision, and sometimes you're wrong. Think twice before you decide that you shouldn't keep making up your own sweet mind. 'Cause you want what you want when you want it. You want what you want.
you wanna have.